Sayyid Fayyid like Salat, the end should be Kimot Laila. Did they Shimsha when it comes the first Friday night that the lechem is on the Shulchan, Liktai, and she receives this Kedusha Friday night, the beginning of Shabbos, the lechem should have this Kedusha. If so, the Kedusha is good for 7 complete days. If so, but if so, when it comes the next Friday night, it's like the Kedusha is up, and then the fact that it stays on the Shulchan overnight till Shabbos morning, should have a psalmina, lina should be chal on it. So why does the Mishnah say still is kasha? So when it says, I'm a robber of it, today, Nechnami, our Mishnah is talking about, Bishakodam Vesilik, that right before Shabbos, you have to take the lechem off the Shulchan. And then you first put it back again on Shabbos morning. So the lechem first gets its Kedusha on Shabbos morning. Therefore, it has the right to be on the Shulchan until the next Shabbos morning. And then, Echnami, you take it off the next Shabbos morning, therefore it's kosher. Then, Echnami, if you leave it on the Shulchan this Friday night, and it first gets its Kedusha, really, the next morning, but since it's only Mechusa, Laila, Vlad, Mechusa, Zaman, at night time, it will also receive its Kedusha Lifron, and therefore, by the next Friday night, it'll be Chalavet of the Psalmina. So, Echnami, Rav enters, you have to take the Lechem off the Shulchan right before Shabbos, and first put it back again on Shabbos morning. Ma'azutra v'itemer Rav Ashi Yomar, Ma'azutra, and some say Rav Ashi says like this, that afilu temer b'shaloi kodem v'silik, even if you understand what we're talking about, b'shaloi kodem v'silik. But I'll tell you, kivon desidroi shaloi kimitzvosoi, nasa kimi shesidro hakuf. I'll tell you, here's still different. Since Lamaisa over here, so Rav Ashi says, since when you put the lechem down, shaloi kimitzvosim is desidro b'yoide mechusa zman, you put it there when it was the wrong time. You didn't put it down on Shabbos. You put it down after Shabbos. So it does not give us Kedusha until the next Shabbos. So you put it down when Mechusa Zman, it's to me as if a kuf, as if a monkey, put it on the Shulchan. Rashi says, therefore, v'yein Shulchan mekadshin afilu b'zmanoi. Therefore, when it becomes on Shabbos, the Shulchan is not Zman mekadshit Friday night. Therefore, it's not Chalab Sulinu over here. Avokaymet, Rashi says, kemitzvosoi, but over there, when you put the kemitz at night time into the kli, it's called kemitzvosai. Why? The laila mechusa zman was only put just one night before, and laila is not called mechusa zman. Therefore, by laila taka, it's called the kiddush. Mashen can hear that you put away a few days before him. Here it's sitting as if a monkey put it on the shulchan. Therefore, it's not called kedusha at all. Now the Mishnah says, shtei halechem talochav shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos. Necholos, when is it eaten by the Kohanim? And Prophos Mishnayim, never less than 2 days. In other words, the afiya, the baking of the Shtei Alechem is not Doche Yom Tov. You have to bake it Erev Yom Tov. So the earliest you could eat it is after 2 days. Went by Erev Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov you could eat it. But V'lo Yoyser Al-Shloshim, never more than 3 days. What does that mean to say? Taste the Nefes Erev Yom Tov. Usually you have to bake it on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, Necholos B'Yom Tov Mishnayim is eaten on Yom Tov on the first on Shavuos, the second day of its baking. What's going to be Chal Yom Tov Lios Acher Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos. So it comes out Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos. You cannot bake it on Shabbos either. Therefore, you have to bake it on Friday Erev Shabbos, which when you eat it on Yom Rishon on Shavuos, that's called Necholos L'Shloisha. That's called eating it on the third day that it was baked, because it was baked on Friday, and you're first eating it on Yom Rishon, because Shabbos is Shay, you can't bake on Shabbos, you can't bake on Yom Tov, therefore it's the third day from its baking. So I'm mixed to the kids told you cannot bake the lechem upon him, the shtel lechem on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But the same halacha is lechem upon him. Is nechol, when can the kohanim eat it? A tochus metisha, never less than 9 days from the day it was baked. For lo yoyser al achar osar, and not more, never more than 11 days go by to be eaten since the day was baked. Case said, how do you have this? Nefemer of Yeshabbos. Usually the lechem upon him is baked on Friday. Again, the lechem upon him is also not baked on Shabbos. And therefore, v'necho b'Shabbos l'tisha. It's eaten on the next Shabbos, which is the ninth day from its baking. What's going to be chal yom tov lias erev Shabbos? Let's say yom tov comes out on erev Shabbos. So you cannot bake on Erev Shabbos, you have to bake it first on Thursday. If so, Necholi Asara, then it's first eaten the next Shabbos, which is the 10th day of its baking. What's going to be Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah? Let's say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah come out before Shabbos. So you cannot bake it not on Thursday, not on Friday, not the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So you have to first bake it on Wednesday. And it's first eaten on the next Shabbos. Therefore, that's called Nechol Yechad Asar. It's eaten on the 11th day of its baking on the following Shabbos. And therefore, the klal is V'yeinu Beichel Oyes HaShabbos Leyes HaYomtev. The baking of the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem, even though it's Nechav with the Kohanim, but since it's called Lochem, the pasuk says Lochem, we dash Lochem below Legvoya, you cannot bake something that the ikar of it is Legvoya. And near the lechem upon him and the shtei lechem, the ikar of it is Legvoya. Even though the Kohanim are like Zecha, Mashma from Shulchan Gvoya, but still it's not Zecha Yomtev. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, Zecha Es HaYomtev, Vienu Zecha Es Yom Tzayim, he also knows that it is Doicha Yomtev, it's considered Lochem, even though it's Lagvoya, but since you can eat from it, that's also the Chlal Lochem, you'll have to bake it on Yomtev. Because it's not Doicha Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat from it, you can't bake on Yom Kippur, therefore there's no effort to bake this on Yom Kippur. But on a regular Yomtev, you could bake it, because it's called Nechal, it's called Eichel, it's called Lochem. Amar Ravina, Ravina says like this, according to the one that says in Masechta Beya that Nedarim and Nedarvus ain't craving the Yomtiv, and now I have to bring even a Shlomim on Yomtiv, even though there's a Lachem involved. But still, since the Iker is Lagvoya, he now let to do it. So he says, Loitaim, don't say that Pshan Daman the Yomer is that Midiraisa Nechsechosi. That maybe Midiraisa Vada, since there is a Lachem involved, you would be allowed to bring a Korb and Shlomim on Yomtiv. But only the Rabbanan who the Gozru, it's only the Rabbanan the Gadin not to bring the Shlomim on Yomtiv, and what will be the reason? Shelo Yishom, that a person should not want to leave his Karbonis until Yomtiv. If the Lachar is you're allowed to bring your Korban Shlomim, your Neder and the Dover on Yomtiv, people will say in the middle of the week, I'm busy. I'll wait till Yomtiv and bring it on Yomtiv. So Rabbanan Medik Zer would not want you to wait so long not to bring Shlomim on Yomtiv. So he's saying that's not Shandam on the Yomtiv. Rather, Pshandam on the Yomer is Midi Raisa and Amile Chosi. As you know, Midi Raisa is not called Chosi. Then we dashed in Lochem below Legvoya. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Legvoya on Yomtiv. He's even Midi Raisa to Kapsul. What's the Raya? So Shtei Halechem, the Raya is from Shavuos. That the Indian to bring Shtei Halechem on Shavuos, the Chayva Sayemu, with the Chiv Midi Raisa to bring Shtei Halechem. And also, Vilekel Meim Hashem Yeshua. There's no Gzerim with the Rabbanon there. Maybe you leave it over. There's no possible to leave it over. There's no other day to bring it only in Shavuos. Still, the Ketonia says, "Na Mishnah, a Nedoich Loyas the Shabbos Loyas the Yomtiv." That the afia, the baking of the Shtei Lechem, is not Doicha, not Shabbos, not Yomtiv. So who you see, Pshan this on the Yom, and our Mishnah knows that we dash in the Pesik Lochem. That it is a heter to bake or to cook on Yomtiv. There's only something that the Iker is Lochem, but here there is Lagvoya. There's no heter for you to bake it on Yomtiv. It's a psul. It's also midiraisa. Yehadrin alecha shtei halechem. Now the Mishnah says, Haminochis fi hanesochim shenitamon. A mincha means the flour or the oil that became tamei. Or else the nesochim, let's say the yayin, became tamei. So it depends. Actually, kitcha b'kli, if you did not put this mincha or the nesochim in the kli shoros yet, so it does not have a kedushas aguf. All it has is only kedushas yadamim. Send the lochim as yeshlam pidyon. You later redeem them. A Kedusha's Dhamim has opinion, the money gets the Kedusha and it goes out Mechulim. But what's going to be Misha Kitcher Bakli? Let's say you already put the Menachis or the Nesachim inside the Klishos or the Kedusha's Aguf. Then the Locher is Ein Lem Pidyon. There's no Din Pidyon at all. On a Kedusha's Aguf, you can't be appointed to it. Ha'ifis, the Mishnah says, what about birds? Or else we ate some wood that has the Kedusha on it? Or else Alavoyna or Klishoris or Klishoris? Shenitmo, any one of these things became Tomei, the Rochel is Ein Lem Pidyon. There's no way to be put to these things to take off the Kedusha Saguf from it. Shlenema Pidyon Ela Bebehema. The only time we find that Kedusha Saguf, that there is a Pidyon, that's only by a Behema that becomes a Baal Mum. And we'll see in the Gemara. A Behema that has a Kedusha Saguf, and then it becomes a Baal Mum. Here there's a Chiddush, you could be put to take off the Kedusha. Rashenkein by Oifis, by birds, or the Eitzim Alavoyno by Klishoris, there's no parasha of pidyon to take off the Kedusha Saguf that's chal on them. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel says, V'yafilu hein tohirim niftim, even if they're Torah, even if they're Minchem Nesachim, How does the Mishnah say Nitmol? The Yadid the Kaboy Nisni Sefer, since the Mishnah wants to say Chiddush in the Sefer, that Mishakitshu Bakli, once you put the Melachos and the Sachem inside a Kli Shoras, that has a Kedusha Zaguf, Ein Lehem Pidyon, that then there has no been Pidyon, you can't redeem the Kedusha anymore. And there the Chiddush is, the Afilu Nitmol Namilei, that even though it became Tom, still you can't be paid for it. If so, since that's the Chiddush in the Sefer, Tom in Namilei Shashin Nitmol. We always have the same Melach in the Reish also, that it became Tom, you could be paid for it. But really, Ein Echanami in the ratio that before it was put into a klisharis, that still you could be paid with it, even though it's tor. So more says pshita kedusha sagrufninu lechur pshita, that once it's put inside a kli, pshita you cannot be paid with it anymore. It has to be kedusha sagruf on it, and once it has kedusha sagruf, pshita you cannot take it off anymore. So more says no, it's true. So we need the chiddush of the Mishnah. Because the Mora says otherwise, Sakwa, that the Chamin Rambam would have to say, Ho yolo balmum ikri tomei. Since a balmum has a locha like a tomei, so maybe tomei namika balmum domi, maybe a behemoth, or that became tomei, has a locha like a balmum. And therefore, I would have thought to say, Labdav kebehemoth, anything, even the menachas and the sochim, when it becomes tomei, maybe it's like a balmum domi. And therefore, I would have thought to say, V'yafagav the kodush, Kedusha Saguf, even though it's already Chal Kedusha Saguf on the Menachas and the Nesachim, still I would have thought to say, Kinofu Beimum, Mifrak, that just like a Bai Behemoth, when it becomes a Balmum, you could be paid for it. So maybe Hani Nani, these things also, when they become Tomei, Mifrak, maybe I would have thought to say, you could be paid for them. Kamash Blon, that's the Chiddush now. Kamash Blon, the Lav, Ki Hai Toma, Kai Rachmona Le Balmum. That the Torah did not call a Tomei like a Balmum. That the Torah never called such a psu tomei like a balmum to say he could be paid to it.